A trial for a Trump advisor. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Jury selection is underway in the criminal contempt of Congress trial of Steve Bannon, a one-time advisor to former President Trump, who was charged for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot.
Bannon has refused to testify, citing an executive privilege claim from Trump. The Justice Department has argued such a privilege doesn't exist since Bannon was a private citizen at the time. Federal Judge Carl Nichols has rejected motions to delay the trial from the defense team, arguing concerns about seating a jury during ongoing hearings from the select committee.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Three people were fatally shot, two others injured at an Indiana mall after a man with a rifle opened fire in a food court last night, and an armed civilian shot and killed him. Greenwood Police Department Chief Jim Eisen calling the armed civilian a real hero. The gunman who confessed to the Parkland, Florida high school shooting will soon learn his fate.
More than 4 years after Nicholas Cruz was captured after a shooting spree at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, a jury will now decide whether he lives or dies. Cruz has already pleaded guilty to all counts of murder and attempted murder related to the shooting on Valentine's Day of 2018, but prosecutors still insist on execution. Florida law requires a jury's unanimous decision for a death penalty, or they can opt to recommend a life sentence.
Fox's Eben Brown. A Texas legislative investigation into the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting shows hundreds of officers went to Robb Elementary School on May 24th, but didn't go into the classroom and take down the shooter for 72 minutes. The report also says it's believed the gunman fired at least 100 shots before any officer entered. 19 young students and two teachers died in that attack. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Summer is bringing the potential for another COVID surge with a new and more transmissible variant.
The BA5 variant, according to health officials, is showing the ability to cause COVID infections even among the vaccinated. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha on ABC's This Week said those who aren't current on boosters are susceptible, but
if you are up to date, if you get vaccinated recently, if you get in an infection, if you get treatments, those continue to work really, really well.
Dr. Jha recommends those who are eligible and haven't gotten a second booster this year to do so and not wait until any COVID surge in the fall. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
France is experiencing severe wildfires fueled by hot, dry winds and a record heat wave gripping Europe. At least two people have been killed in blazes in Spain. Millions of dollars worth of gems and jewelry were stolen in an armored truck robbery last week in Southern California.
A big-ticket heist near Los Angeles. A Brinks spokesperson says one of the security company's trucks was robbed of between 25 and 30 bags of jewelry. It happened on July 11th after an exhibit hosted by the International Gem and Jewelry Show in San Mateo, south of San Francisco. The items were being driven south to an event at the Pasadena Convention Center. At least 18 victims reported $100 million worth of losses, but a spokesperson for Brinks said the number was less than $10 million. She said the company is working with law enforcement to fully reimburse customers for their lost assets. The FBI is getting involved. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were wed Saturday in late-night Las Vegas drive-through chapel, culminating a relationship that stretched over two decades into separate romances. Lopez and Affleck dated in the early 2000s, spawning the nickname Bennifer, before rekindling their romance just last year. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.